station, hometown station, KHTS.
3:44 on your hometown station, AM 1220, KHTS. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Barry McKeever on your hometown station. Don't forget to stop by hometownstation.com. All right, I've been talking about there. We have a huge, huge game here in the Santa Clarita Valley coming up this weekend. The Santa Clarita Blue Heat, which is the local women's professional soccer team, semi-pro team, that is has been playing now 2 years there in their second year, won their conference, the Western Conference, and they're playing their first playoff game home at College of the Canyons on Sunday night at 7 o'clock. And joining us on the line right now is the goalkeeper for the Blue Heat, Cynthia Jacobo. Cynthia, good afternoon to you. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing very good.
Good. Good to talk to you. Now, first of all, you are a, for people who don't know, and actually I wasn't aware of this, you are fairly local. You're from Granada Hills, right?
Yeah, I'm in the local San Fernando Valley, actually.
And you're still attending Northridge right now?
Yeah, I'm going into my junior year right now.
Now, tell us about the Blue Heat. Were you on the team at all last year?
No, I actually just heard about them when I got recruited to go play with them, and I was playing down in the WPSL league.
So your first year, I mean, I don't know if you heard about last year, but this team is a total dramatic turnaround, winning the Western Conference. What about the goals coming into this season? Did you guys really think you had a chance to win the whole conference?
I think we did have a chance at the beginning. The group of girls that just came in were great players. They were amazing. We just had to step up our game and work together as a group, and we pulled out one of the goals that we wanted.
I don't know if we're talking with Cynthia Jacobo, by the way. She is the goalie for the Blue Heat. They play their first playoff game Sunday night, 7 o'clock at College of the Canyons. And, Cynthia, I don't know if you know this, but you're only one of two players in the whole W League for the USL that's played every single minute of every single game this year.
No, I didn't know that.
I guess it's not that you're a goalie, so you don't. It's like you're running around a lot, right?
No, it's a lot of running, but it takes a lot of hard work.
You have had the opportunity to play with some very, very good players this year. In fact, the star of the team, she is was fourth overall in the entire W League in both point or all points, goals scored as well as assists. Dee Fernandez from Portugal. Talk about her, and she's not able to play on Sunday, but what she's really meant to the team and what a great player she is.
Oh, Dee, she's such a great player. I think she's like the heart and soul of our team. Able to step up our excitement, enthusiasm, and everything, pushing us to our limit, helping us score these goals, and just keeping, I think, the team focused throughout the whole season. And she's going to be missed throughout the rest of the playoffs, wishing that we could have had her there. Players have to just step up and play fill in big shoes for her now that she's gone.
Well, I think it is a tough one. That's my next question is how do you've got a lot of injuries as well. And, for that you guys have to overcome, some of the midfield, with Adid, and, you've lost a couple forwards. You've lost even a couple people on your back line. How do you guys adjust to losing four or five of your best players?
Players had to just step up their game. They had to, come out and fill in big shoes in those positions. And I think the players that have stepped in have done really well for us. And they helped us pull out some good saves in the back, as in the defense, and the forwards were able just to hold the ball up there for us and keep us in the game and try to finish and see this whole season off.
We're talking with Cynthia Jacobo. She's the goalkeeper for the Santa Clarita Blue Heat. They play their first playoff game Sunday night, 7 o'clock at College of the Canyons. How exciting is it to have a playoff game, the first playoff game for the Blue Heat, and have it as a home game for you guys?
I think it's really exciting. I think all of us are ready to play the Whitecaps again and bring another win back home. And since we play them on the road, we get to play them back here in our hometown and have all our fans out there and just ready to go out there and give it all we got for this.
Now,
Vancouver,
they average 3,000 or 4,000 people at their games, do they not? It's pretty packed up there, isn't it?
Yeah, it was pretty packed going up there. Tough environment to play in, but we pulled out our win and with the help of Adit and everything, and she'll be missed, but everyone's just going to have to step up this game and play as hard as they can, and hopefully we come out with the win.
And Cynthia, how important is it for you guys to get a home field advantage with the fans? And you've had some games this year where, I mean, literally there was a couple over at Valencia that the stands were almost packed. I mean, how important and how cool is that for you guys as a team to have that home field advantage and get people out to the game?
I think it's really exciting for us because we have our people that are standing behind us and cheering us on, trying to get a win and pushing us even further to give some people some excitement out there in the stands and be able to see great soccer.
By the way, Madison Van Dyne saved a goal last week. That was pretty amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah, she is such an amazing player back there. I love having her back there on my outside. I can always count on her back there to come help me out and stop as many goals as she can.
Well, Cynthia, good luck to you on Sunday. Once again, it's 7 o'clock, College of the Canyons. It's the Blue Heat, the Santa Clarita Blue Heat versus the Vancouver Whitecaps, the first playoff game ever for the Western Conference champions. And you guys win this game, and then you head to the national championships up in Seattle next weekend. This has got to be an exciting time for you guys. You ready for the game?
I am super excited for this game. I'm ready to put 110% into this game and ready to get out a win out of this game. I want to head over there down to the playoffs and win the whole thing.
Absolutely. I bet you having the Women's World Cup at the same time has probably brought even more of an excitement and a spotlight on you guys as well, right?
Yes. Oh, we were really excited after the Brazil win from the USA, and we just want to push as hard as we can and come out with a win in this league.
All right, Cynthia, thanks so much. Good luck on Sunday night. We'll see you then, okay?
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Take care. Appreciate it. Cynthia Jacobo, the goaltender for the Santa Clarita Blue Heat. Once again, that game is Sunday night, 7 o'clock.